of 1 Kings. We'll be looking at 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17, we'll be looking at verses 1 through 7, and then we'll also pick up verses 8 and 9 as well. Here in 1 Kings, we get a glimpse of the prophet Elijah and what a powerful man of God he was. The message this morning is entitled, "What Do We Do When the Brook Dries Up?" The central theme here in 1 Kings, the purpose of the book is to contrast the lives of those who live for him with those who refuse to do so through the history of the kings of Israel and Judah. So please join me in standing for the reading of God's Word as we look at 1 Kings 17, beginning with verse 1. In 1 Kings 17, verse 1 says, "And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land." In verse 8, "And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, and get thee to Zarephath, for which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain and provide for you." Father, bless your word. Speak to us this morning. Lord, increase our faith and help us to look to you and to hear what you have for us today from your precious word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, what do we do this morning when the brook dries up, whatever that brook may be or whatever that brook may represent in your life this morning? We know that Elijah truly was one of the mightiest men in the Bible. And we first get a glimpse of Elijah here in 1 Kings chapter 17, where we find him taking a trip to a little obscure brook in the Jordanian wilderness. Elijah is known largely for his Mount Carmel experience, where he called fire down from heaven with the prophets of Baal there to prove to them that Jehovah God was real and that their God was not. You remember that story. But what enabled Elijah to go to Mount Carmel, to call that fire down from heaven, and to go from one mountaintop experience to the next in his life? We will find that perhaps one of the most meaningful and purposeful trips that Elijah ever took in his life was to that little brook all by himself and all alone. There he learned the basics of dependence upon God. There he learned to rely fully upon the Lord. Even though Elijah had done mighty things as he served the Lord, we know that before that it was first that he went to that brook, and there he met with God. And we know that he could not bypass Cherith to get to Mount Carmel. There had to be that Cherith experience in his life where he got along with God and he met with God and he was filled with God's power and presence in his life. And it's the same for us this morning. We cannot bypass Cherith on our way to those Mount Carmel experiences in our life either. Well, what can we see from this passage of Scripture this morning? We can see some things that will speak to us concerning Elijah and concerning to our lives as well. First of all, we can see that God had a plan. God had a clear plan. I'm thankful today that God has a plan. God had a plan for Elijah, and God has a plan for you and me today as well. God had a plan there in verses 1 through 3. God tells Elijah to go eastward and to hide himself by this little brook. So God had a recognized plan. The key word here in verse 3 is the word hide. God was telling Elijah to go and to hide. That is, to absent himself. That's the translation, to absent himself. Elijah was not being instructed so much to go to the brook and hide so that he could not be found, but he was being told by God to absent himself there. That is, to get alone with God so that he could take in order that he might later give out. You see, God was preparing Elijah. God was preparing him for what was to come in his life. You see, Elijah could not tell the future, but the God that he served could. This was God's plan for Elijah, to get alone with God, to focus his heart and his mind upon Him and His greatness and His mighty power and His sovereignty. That was God's plan for Elijah, and that is God's plan for our lives today as well. You see, sometimes we need to just absent ourselves from the troubles and the cares of this world and get along with God and take in His promises, take in His presence, take in His goodness, take in His mighty power, take in His promises and His truth so that we can give out to others and so that we might be prepared for come whatever may in our lives. You see, we cannot give out what is not there. We cannot give out what is not within us. That's why it's so important that we get along with God and allow Him to fill us. Allow Him to fill us up so that we might be strong and mighty in the Lord. You see, we cannot give out what's not there. So like a rechargeable battery, as we meet with God, He fills us. He recharges us as we regularly meet to worship us, and He prepares us for those trying times ahead in our lives. But not only can we see that God had a plan, but we can also see that God had a promise. I'm thankful for the promises that God gives to us, because as we will see, God gave Elijah a promise, and God fulfilled that promise. And God gives us promises as well, and we can count on God to fulfill the promises that He gives us in our lives in His Word. So we see that God had a recognized plan, but God also had a restricted promise. Look at verse 4. Here it says, "And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." So here we see a precious promise from God. God had a promise for Elijah. The key word is the word there. T-H-E-R-E. There. God was saying to Elijah, I will meet you there. Go and travel there. I will provide for you there at that brook. Elijah received this promise from God, but this promise was restricted and conditional. Elijah had to go to where God was calling him to go. Elijah had to be where God wanted him to be if Elijah wanted to receive the blessings of God, if Elijah wanted to be filled with the power of God. Then Elijah had to meet God there by the brook. So we see this morning that it's important that Elijah had to go where God was to receive His blessings. It's the same for us today. It's important that we go where God calls us to go and we do the things that God calls us and commands us to do. Where do we meet with God this morning? God was calling Elijah to the brook Cherith to meet with him there, to provide for him there, to be a blessing to him. That was where God was calling Elijah. Where is it that God's calling us? Where do we meet with God? Where is our Cherith this morning? Where is our brook where we meet with Him? You see, each day our Lord calls us to meet with Him. Do we heed that call, or do we forsake that call of God on our lives? If Elijah wanted to follow the Lord, then he had to go where God was and to be where God wanted him to be. So we see this beautiful plan of God. We see this wonderful promise of God, but we can also see that there was a prerequisite. We can also see in verse 5, God's required prerequisite. In verse 5, it says that Elijah went and did according to the word
of the Lord. He went and dwelt by the brook that is before Jordan.
So we see that God had conditions on this promise. If Elijah wanted to receive from the Lord, he had to go and be where the Lord was. What did Elijah do? He went, and he did. It says there in verse 5 that Elijah went, and Elijah did according to the word of the Lord. Elijah simply followed God's instructions. Notice those words of action. God was calling him to action. God was calling him to an active faith. And God calls you and I today to an active faith as well. Obedience was and still is the key to the blessings of God. Notice Elijah's response. He didn't doubt, he didn't defy, and he didn't delay. He simply obeyed God. There was no doubt, there was no defiance or delay. The three D's that hinder our growth, the three D's that hinder our blessings and a growing life of faith. Elijah did none of that. He was simply obedient. That was God's required prerequisite for Elijah, and that's God's required prerequisite for us today as well. Elijah only knew what God wanted him to do because Elijah had spent time with God. He first got alone and listened to the Lord. You see, it's important that we talk to God. It's important that we spend time with God. It's important that we talk to God. But it's even more important that we listen to God, that we hear what He is saying to us, and that we heed the Word of God. We can listen to others in our lives. And we can be thankful that God places other people in our lives that will give us good and godly and wise counsel and give us wisdom and help us and guide us along the way. But unlike others, God will never steer us wrong. God always steers us right. So we see this plan that God had for Elijah. We see this precious promise that God gave to Elijah. We see the prerequisite that Elijah had to meet, but we can also see the provisions that God made for Elijah. In verse 6, we see God's released provisions. It says in verse 6 that the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank of the brook. Here we see that God fulfilled the precious promise that He had previously given to Elijah. God fulfills and God sustains and provides for Elijah here. Notice after getting along with God, after being in the will of God, after being where God wanted him to be, after moving in the obedience of God, it was then and only then that God blessed and provided for Elijah. It was only then that Elijah was able to see the released provision of God on his life as he sent these birds, these ravens, which were considered unclean birds. But yet God used His creation to provide for Elijah. God used these birds to bring him bread and bring him meat. He used the brook there for water from which Elijah would drink. So God provided for him. I'm reminded of the verse in the Bible that tells us that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And just like Elijah, here we see that we are the sheep of His pasture, that the Lord is our shepherd and that the Lord tends to and cares for His sheep. He looks after us and He provides for us and gives us everything that we need. He may not provide for all of our wants, but He provides for all of our needs this morning. Here God supplied Elijah's needs. I'm reminded of the verse in Scripture where the Bible says, "My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus." So God provides for us. He made provision for Elijah, and He makes provisions for us today. Do we trust God to meet our needs? Do we trust God to take care of us? Do we trust God to supply our every need? But not only do we see this promise of God, this plan of God, and how God provided for Elijah, but we also see the purpose of God. You see, we only see the here and now and the right now, and we can look back on yesterday, but we can't look ahead and we can't see the big picture, but God does and God can. Here we see that God's revealed purpose in verse 7. It says, "And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land." So here Elijah had traveled to this brook.
He had traveled here. He had been fed by the ravens. God used the birds to feed him, and he had water, plentiful water there in the brook. But because there was no rain in the land, the brook simply dried up. The brook was gone. The cool waters that he drank from were now gone. Where was the purpose in this? What was God's purpose? What was God's plan? God had called him there. And that's all that Elijah knew, is that God had told him to go and sit by this brook, that God was taking care of him and making provisions for him. And the brook simply dries up. And Elijah is left without the cool water that he had been drinking. You see, why did God eventually move Elijah? Well, see, we see in verses 8 and 9 and following that God moved Elijah. Why did God move him? Elijah was comfortable there. He was peaceful there. No doubt it was a beautiful place where all of Elijah's needs were being met. Why did God move Elijah? Because the brook had dried up. Now, some might be prone to say, well, some God that is allowing Elijah's brook to dry up. And perhaps some might say God failed Elijah, that God let Elijah down. Have you ever felt as if God had let you down in your life? Have you ever felt as if God had let you down in some way? Elijah was where God told him to be. Elijah was doing what God told him to do, and the brook simply dried up. Elijah's source was gone. You see, sometimes we can see that God was providing for him, but the brook dried up. But God was saying to Elijah, and God is saying to us today, that brook was, Elijah, that brook is not your source. That brook is not your source. I am your source. I am your source of living water. I am the fountain that you are to drink from. I am your wellspring. In me, you have everything that you need. Trust in me and have full and complete faith in me. That's what God was saying to Elijah. And that's what God is saying to us today. Some of us may be sitting by brooks that are drying up, dwindling resources or jobs or dwindling health or whatever it may be, whatever that drying up brook may represent in your life today. The brook dried up for Elijah, but God had a plan that Elijah could not see. Elijah simply needed to be obedient in following and carrying out God's plans. So we see that it's easier sometimes to face the prophets of Baal at Mount Carmel than it is to sit by a drying up brook. But what does God do when the brook dries up? What does God do in our lives when the brook dries up? What did God do for Elijah when the brook dries up? He simply called him onward to higher ground. And he does the same for us today. The same God that led Elijah to the brook to provide for him there is the very same God who will lead us on and provide for our every needs. We see this in verse 8 and 9. After the brook had dried up in verse 7 and verse 8, the word of the Lord came to him again, saying, "Arise and go to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to provide for you." So again, God is saying to Elijah, arise and go and dwell. Get up from where you are and go to where I want you to be and simply dwell there in obedience and watch me care for your every need. What a beautiful message that God was giving to Elijah, and what a beautiful message that he gives us today as well. The word came to him saying, arise and go and dwell. I've commanded someone to provide for you. I've already made a way, Elijah. All you have to do is have trust and faith in me. There's that word there again. He said, dwell there. So you see the pattern of God's activity at work here. Elijah went on to do great and mighty things for God. Elijah went on to do wonderful things for the Lord. But before there was a Mount Carmel experience where he called down fire from heaven, there was a quiet, cool, serene little brook where he was to simply sit and meet with God. You see, before Elijah could go on to Mount Carmel, God had to fit him and prepare him to be the person of God that the Lord wanted him to be. And it's the absolute same for us today. You see, there must be a Cherith to fit us and to prepare us for those Mount Carmel experiences that we will face in our lives. I don't know where your Cherith is this morning. I don't know where your brook is, but I know that God will be faithful to lead you there. He'll meet your needs along the way. You see, if we'll simply go where God says go, if we'll simply do what God says to do, then He will provide for us. He will sustain us. And He will strengthen us. He will prepare us. He will bless us. And He will lead us onward and upward, caring for and tending to our every need along the way. Here in verses 2 through 5, the word of the Lord came to him saying, "Go and turn eastward and hide yourself by the brook Cherith. And it shall be that you shall you will drink of the brook as I have commanded, and the ravens to feed you there." And so in verse 5, Elijah went and did according to the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we're thankful this morning for your precious word. We're thankful, Lord, that you always have a plan, whether we're privy to it or aware of it or not. We're thankful, Lord, that your hand is upon our lives and that you call us to trust you as you lead us. Lord, that's why it's called walking by faith. Help us, Lord, not to walk by sight, but help us, Lord, to walk by faith, just as Elijah did. Lord, lead us by the brooks that you would have us to sit by, so that we could be filled with the power and presence of God in our lives. Lord, that's our desire. Lord, so that when that time comes when we would have those Mount Carmel experiences, that we would be fitted and prepared for those trying and difficult times in our lives as well. Lord, during this time of invitation, would you speak to us? Would you have your will and your way in this holy moment? In Christ's name we pray. Amen.